Hey beautiful souls. Welcome back to Healing Your Inner Child. I'm your girl, Sienna Cruz, and today we're diving deep into something that touches us all at some point in life. Grief and loss. Ever feel like you've been navigating a roller coaster of emotions? Like one minute you're laughing and the next you're drowning in tears, wondering if you'll ever truly find your footing again. Yeah, grief can do that to you. It throws us curveballs, leaving us feeling lost and confused. But trust me, there's a way through this, and it all starts with emotional intelligence. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Sienna, emotional intelligence sounds super complicated. But hear me out. It's not about being some Zen master who never feels anything. Emotional intelligence is simply about understanding your emotions, acknowledging them, and responding to them in a healthy way. And let me tell you, this is crucial when navigating the messy, painful world of grief. So, what are our key takeaways for today's episode? Buckle up, because we are about to unpack some powerful gems. 1. Recognize that grief is no timeline. First things first, there's no magical formula or timeline for healing from grief. Some days you might feel like you're making progress, while others you might feel stuck in a rut. It's okay. Grief is a journey, not a destination. So, be patient with yourself and allow yourself to experience the full spectrum of emotions without judgment. Remember, every tear shed is a step towards healing. 2. Embrace your emotions. Don't bottle them up or try to suppress them. Feeling sad, angry, confused, even relieved, these are all normal reactions to loss. It's important to acknowledge and express your emotions in healthy ways. Talk to someone you trust, journal, create art, move your body, find what works for you. Bottling it all up can actually prolong the healing process. 3. Practice self-compassion. When things get tough, remember to be kind to yourself. You're going through a really hard time, so treat yourself with the same care and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. Avoid negative self-talk and practice affirmations to boost your self-esteem. Remember, healing takes courage and strength. Be proud of yourself for showing up every day. 4. Seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Lean on your loved ones, join a support group, or consider talking to a therapist. Sharing your experiences with others who understand can be incredibly comforting and validating. Sometimes, just knowing you're not alone in your grief can make a world of difference. 5. Find meaning and purpose. While it might seem impossible now, try to find meaning and purpose in the wake of loss. This doesn't mean pretending that everything is okay or rushing into new relationships or commitments. It's about honoring the memory of your loved one by living a life that is true to their values and legacy. Maybe you decide to volunteer for a cause they cared about, pursue a passion they always encouraged, or simply focus on being the best version of yourself. You know that feeling when you lose something precious? A beloved pet, a grandparent, a close friend. It's like a part of your world has disappeared, leaving a gaping hole in your heart. You might feel overwhelmed by sadness, anger, guilt, or even numbness. Think about the last time you experienced a significant loss. How did it make you feel? What were some of the things that helped you cope? Maybe you leaned on your family and friends for support, found solace in journaling, or took up a new hobby to channel your emotions. Or perhaps you realized the importance of self-care and made a conscious effort to prioritize your well-being. Remember, grief is not a weakness, it's a testament to the love we shared. It's okay to feel all the feels, to allow yourself time to heal, and to seek support when you need it. So, remember, beautiful souls, be kind to yourselves during this journey. Embrace your emotions, practice self-compassion, reach out for support, and find meaning in the midst of loss. Your strength will surprise you, and you will emerge from this experience more resilient than ever before. Now go out there and shine. I'm rooting for you. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might need a little extra love and support right now. Let's spread the message of healing together. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a review, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep shining your light.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.